There is no doubt that this thing is not coming too late. It is better to be late than never. There were a lot of moves as regards to the world condemning the deadly act of this organization. And for the Security Council now to come up, to sit down to discuss this organization as a security, as a terrorist organization, is really a welcome development. Because you can agree with me, what people fail to understand is that in Mali, Al-Shabaab, which is a part of their attitude is like that of Boko Haram. The Boko Haram action is even worse. You see, I am from Northeast Gombe. You see, these people are dangerous, not only to Nigeria, but to the whole world. Why? Because for them to be doing this, you have to leave all your faith. One of their cardinal attitudes is soaking human blood and then drinking water of a dead person. If you wash a dead person in Islam and then you want to put him in the grave, that water, if you take it, your heart will be too bad. If you see anybody, you can take anything and kill him. So also if you take human blood. And then Boko Haram are specialized on this. This is what they are doing. If they go to a certain town, they will just take the youth and then force them to take these things, then give them guns. So even if it is a tree that you see, you can just detonate a bomb in your body and then blow up with that thing. This is what people doesn't know. We, as Nigerians, and especially the Ruling Party, are very happy with this Security Council development. And we assure the world will definitely support the stand of Nigerian government to show to the world that, yes, the government of PDP are all out to stem out this deadly faction of the society that have infiltrated into the society, killing people without any reason.
There are some people who are saying that it seems the government has been very ineffective, one, in providing security in as enshrining the constitution, and because the government has been unable so far to bring back these girls who were abducted by Boko Haram. So basically they are saying the government has not been effective as one of its cardinal mandate, which is to protect unarmed Nigerians against any harm. What do you say to that?
No, well, Peter, there is no doubt, as the president has said it clearly, that, look, the army and the military paramilitary were ill-equipped for quite some time. He has not missed word on this. And then he is not missing any word in telling the world that the weapons the Boko Haram are using are more sophisticated than the one that the military has. This is known to everybody. And at the same time, you see, Peter, I have told you several times, PDP is ruling Nigeria for the past 14 to 15 years now. Before the advance of Boko Haram, PDP has been interacting with the Nigerian citizens without any problem. Without any problem in the sense that I, as a PDP deputy publicity secretary, how do I take arm to go and kill my followers? Or President Jonathan, or Namadi Sambo, or Ahmed Maazu, to take weapons to say, okay, let me collab with people to go and kill my fellow citizens. That is not possible. It's a propaganda against the PDP. As just like a propaganda that is going around, anybody that is in PDP is an unbeliever. This is something that has been put in the minds of our detractors.
There are suggestions that there are some politicians who are financing this Boko Haram insurgency. What do you think should be done about this in case, especially when the UN Security Council is going to make a decision about the militant group?
The question is simple. You see, what is there in a situation of this nature? If Nigerians among the citizens of Nigeria are sponsoring these people, the American government and other developed world have now came into this thing. And not only to provide logistics as to how this Boko Haram will be stepped out from the society, they are equally going to pick out who are their finances, because from the reports available that this group has a lot of money. But the unfortunate thing now, which is now signaling to us, if this group has money, why are they abducting 200 girls now asking for negotiation? Which means the government, despite the criticisms of people, the government has done so well to weaken their strength, putting us as a negotiating factor. Which means the government is trying.
Now, but Barrister Jallow, if the government is doing so well, how come there have been series of bombings, especially in Abuja?
When they land, American government and U.S. and U.K. have came in, they now left the bushes and came into the society. And Peter, if I want to go into your house and steal something, I will only go in the night. It is not written on them, on their faces, that these are Boko Haram. It is not. And unfortunately, you know, our system in Nigeria is not like the system of America, where we have some camera detectors of metals. This is not available in Nigeria. So if you go to market places or where people are gathering, there is nothing that will show you that there is a dangerous person coming, unlike the civilized world. We are a third world country. These equipment are not available. So had it been, these things are there, and then the government had the finances of getting it, anybody, anywhere that these people will come, it will be detected. And even with the roadblocks the federal government has mounted in so many places, police, SSI, DMI, and other security agents, you know, if you now shoot the number of military, with the number of Nigeria is about 160 million. And then you can take all the paramilitary and everything. They are not more than 20 to 30 million. They are not even up to. So you see, the gap is too wide. We are having problem of a handicap in terms of having equipment for detection. Now, what happened in Jos? You know, these people went with Seana, vehicles. Seana is being bought at a rate of 500,000, which means, you see, the level of their capability in terms of money is becoming so weakened. So now the government of America and the Western world now have come in. They are going to dig from the root. Who are their sponsors? And if that is done, that is the end of the organization.